Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back as we approach 5 o'clock with an old friend. Jim Fossil joins us. Haven't seen him. We see his son now because he's prominently, very prominently placed and prominent in this game, as a matter of fact. Is coming off a big week last week with the fake punt and everything, and the Rams were in the Super Bowl, so he's a proud father. Coach, welcome. Jim, how you doing? How's everything?
Mike, it's good to see you
again,
man.
Good to see you. And how about your son? You've got to be a proud dad with your son doing so well.
I really am. You know, he's... I never pulled him up, okay? He had to do it. But when he was
Brian Billick was here the other day, and he said, hey, one of the best hires I ever made was John Fossil. He's become a heck of a coach. So yeah. That's nice, you know?
Yeah, it is. And he's very creative. And he always used to talk to me when I was a head coach.
Did he always want to be a coach?
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a teenager, did you think he would be a coach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
did? Okay.
Oh, no, that's what he's
a lot of people
do.
Saying now he's going to be a head coach, too, which is good to hear. You know, special teams is a hard route. Harbaugh, not that many guys become head coaches out of special teams, but he's getting a lot of buzz now about being a head coach.
I know, and he should because
good.
He's a good football coach.
Good.
You know, when they fired Jeff Fisher's staff, 30 guys, everybody was gone, and they kept John.
That's a testimony.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, so I'm very proud of him, and he's always talked about special teams and creating things and fake punts and all that stuff, and he's doing it now.
Hey, he's got a very good reputation, and his punter is such a creative guy because he's a heck of a thrower.
Oh, yeah, but you know how he got him? John was looking for a punter that could pass.
He was?
Yeah,
wow.
And this guy was a backup at Oregon
right,
State,
right.
And he went up and recruited him, and he asked Jeff Fisher, can I tell this guy if we can't draft him that we're guaranteeing we're going to sign him? And Jeff said yes. Well, a bunch of teams came after him as a free agent. He said, no, I'm going with John Fossil at the Rams.
How good is that? You know, and Belichick's been raving about him. What a versatile player he is, how much he's infatuated with the Ram punter and everything. He's been talking about him all week. And the field goal kicker made a couple of unbelievable kicks, too.
Well,
knocking him one in from 48, then 57. Those are big-time kicks. So special teams were a big reason why the Rams are here.
You know, they have all year on different times. But throughout his career there, he's not afraid to
take chances.
Get those plays. And then what he does, he gets it in, he shows the head coach, and then when the head coach gives him the green light, they go.
They go. Hey, very, very good. And do you think he's – can you could tell, is he ready now to be a head coach? Has he had enough seasoning where he's ready now to be a head coach?
Yeah. He's been in the league a long time, and players like him. They
right.
respect him.
And it's a hard road from the special teams. There aren't a lot of guys who get the job. It's very tough. I mean, Harbaugh's kind of the patron saint. These guys who's done it. Dick Vermeil was a special teams coach. Mm-hmm. Not that many guys were, but that's a hard road to be the special teams coach. They usually wind up staying special teams coaches.
Yeah, I know. And that's a good point. It really is. And I think that's what people think about.
Right.
But you know what? I mean, if the guy can coach football,
he can coach. Absolutely. He can find the guys who can coach. You know, I'm sure when you're walking around, you think about when you were here with this game. And I was talking to Belichick about it the other day, and I said, you know, it's amazing. People forget because, you know, they forget the game because the Super Bowl became a blowout. But your team wins the championship game 41-0, you know, beats the Vikings, who everyone thought was going to win the game, and you guys pound them. Kerry Collins gets 5 touchdown passes. You have this enormous day, and then you run into a juggernaut on a bad day in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, when you think back, what do you think back to about that Super Bowl? You had a great run that year. You made the guarantee. You went through the season, the whole thing. You win the championship game in a rout, and then here you are at the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I thought Minnesota Vikings were the best team in the Final Four.
A lot of people did.
Billick
said he thought they were going to play the Vikings.
Yeah. No, yeah. We just came out and played, and they had a bad day. And that's why I never bet on any game.
You never
at
know
all.
Who's going to have a good day.
No, you don't.
You probably were shocked that your team had such a bad day in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
I really was.
Everything went wrong. Kickoff returns, bad calls, guys falling down. I mean, you just had one of those days when everything went. That holding call, which George Young drove him crazy.
Oh yeah.
That defensive holding call, which he was so incensed about that call. They admit it was a bad call.
Yeah, I know. Hey, yeah. Hey,
then, doesn't help you afterwards.
No, it does not. You can't do anything. What are they going to send you? A gift card?
Would it turn the game around?
Sure.
You need one play to turn the game around. The fake punt turned the game around for the Rams last week.
Oh, yeah.
They could have been down 20-0 otherwise. I mean, that turned the game around.
You know, and that's amazing. And I think what the NFL has to do, and I've already said it, is that I think because you remember the 49ers when they blew the thing at the end.
At your game, absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
And, and then in New Orleans, I've had a bunch of them. But you know what? I think if they gave every head coach one challenge inside of a minute, okay? You can't use it with 3 minutes and 5 minutes. No,
right.
it's basically so if there is something that goes wrong, they can correct it. And then you won't see the thing at what we had at the 49ers.
Absolutely.
Nobody
understood the rule in a 49er game. Remember how everyone was crazy after the game? There was bad interpretations of the rule and everything else. That caught everybody by surprise in that 49er game.
Well, what happened was Rich Soibert, number 69, checked in.
Yep.
And he had to be, he was ineligible. He was there. And then all of a sudden the referee, he gives his hands on the chest.
Right.
The referee goes, number 69, eligible. Everybody in the free world heard it except for the back judge. And when he went down the field, the guy blew him up and then
called it ineligible.
Flag, yeah, and said illegal receiver down the field. No, he checked in. I heard it later. The referees got in there and the ref said, what did you see on that thing? 69, he was downfield. He checked in. And they were sitting there going, oh, my God.
That was rough. That was just like this New Orleans one was. It's funny. Westhoff, the opposing special teams coach, said to me, he called me, and I put him on the air that day. He called up. He was driving back to Florida. He said, 650 games I've been in the league waiting to go to the Super Bowl, and that call keeps me out of the Super Bowl last week. He was furious. He was like, so it changes careers. You know, I remember back to when they put replay in. There was a play with Seattle and the Jets, and Vinny, they said, scored, and he didn't really score. And remember that play?
Yeah.
Of course, the coach's job, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he lost his job that year. I mean, you feel bad. That would have put him in the playoffs, that win. And you know what? It changes lives.
It does. And that's why I'm saying you can't give him more and more and more, you know, challenges. But inside of a minute, okay? There's always going to be mistakes. That's just part of the game.
Right.
They got challenges now, and they got replay and all that. That's about all you can do. But inside of 1 minute, if everybody in the free world knows that was wrong, give it a chance.
Talking with Giant head coach Jim Fossil, 3 years, and I know it's water under the bridge now. I got asked this question probably on the show as many times as any question. Why did Jim Fossil not coach again in the NFL? You came very close to getting a job with Washington. It was almost announced. You had a winning record. You coached the New York Giants. You had a winning record. And you went to the Super Bowl. Very odd that you didn't get a chance to coach in this league again. I know you came close with the Redskins, but I mean that you never got a chance to coach again in this league. I'm sure it had at one point bothered you.
Well, it did. And it just gets where, you know, people say this and then people say that and all that stuff. I know Dan Snyder wanted to hire me.
It was almost announced that there, I remember. Yeah,
He flew back there and chased me to and at that time his general manager. He got his own guy, Jim Zorn.
Right.
And later on he fired him. And I know Bruce Allen, when he went up there, said, that's a big mistake. He didn't hire Jim Fossil. And then after that, I was really sick.
Is that it?
Oh, boy, I got the flu bad. My son was in a college football game, and I flew out there. I left at halftime. I couldn't stay up there. And then I was just sick. And I know I did a lousy job in interviewing, but I was sick. I was running a fever and everything else. And then, you know, everybody starts talking, well, you know, maybe we can get this guy and that guy.
And you no longer the flavor of the week, right? That's what happens.
That's right.
That's
what
happens.
You
fall off the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens to a lot of guys. It really does.
Oh, sure.
It kind of, their time gets passed, you know?
Yeah.
Look
at
Billick. He's never coached again.
No,
he beat you in that game. He never coached again.
No, I know.
20 opportunities. He never coached, you know, or could have had opportunities. Never coached again either. The two of you never coached again. It's interesting.
No, I know. A lot of it happens to more guys than you think.
Yeah, I mean, you got a winning record in this league. I mean, it's true. It's an interesting thing. Well, you're doing well. How are you feeling? Good?
I feel good.
What do you think? Your Rams got a good chance this week?
I do.
I hope so. That'd be good. So
the key to this game.
Right.
Because I know Bill Belichick. He offered me a job twice.
Really?
Yes, twice.
Wow.
And we just didn't work it out because I had a job and stuff like that. But I think what they've got to do is this. You know how far behind some of these Super Bowls, and then they come back.
Right.
And, you know, part of the coming back for them was their opponent was stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get the game in Seattle.
Or the game in Atlanta. Absolutely.
Okay. But I've watched them so many times that they're down in the fourth quarter. And I think the other team's kind of getting, all right, I think we can win. And when I watch Brady drop back, he's smooth. There's nothing bothering him. He's more comfortable in that fourth quarter when they're behind than I see him the rest of the game. And they all perform.
Never make a mistake.
No,
the other team always makes the mistake.
No.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And football's a game of mistakes. It really is. And they never make – it's true. They never beat themselves. Look at Kansas City last week. Dee Ford lines up in the neutral zone. Caused them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. They don't make those kind of mistakes. You know better than I do. I mean, you're an expert in all this stuff. But, I mean – They seem to relax.
They do.
All right, let's do it. I'll take our time. We're not in a hurry. We're not panicking. And the other team's kind of getting shaky, but we might win.
So. Well, good to see you, as always. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you.
Good
always
to see you.
Pleasure. Jim Fossil, back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.